Will you please turn again to the letter to the Ephesians?
请翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
We'll read from verse 11 through verse 14.
十一节到第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
以弗所书第一章十一节。
In him, that is in Christ, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
That we should be to the praise of his glory, who have pretrusted in the Christ.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In whom ye also have trusted, having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation. In whom also, having believed, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory?
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被述，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
The letter to the Colossians.
哥罗西书
Chapter 1.
第一章。
We begin with verse 21.
由二十一节开始。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 21.
哥罗西书第一章二十一节。
And you, who once were alienated and enemies in mind by wicked works, yet now has it reconciled in the body of his flesh through death.To present you holy and unblameable and irreproachable before it.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今借着基督肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
If indeed ye abide in the faith, founded and firm, and not move away from the hopeof the glad tidings which ye have heard, which have been proclaimed in the whole creation which is under heaven, of which I, Paul, became minister.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是全以普天下万民听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
Now I rejoice in sufferings for you, and I feel of that which is behind of the tribulations of Christ in my flesh, for his body.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Which is the assembly, the church, of which I became minister,according to the dispensation of God which is given me towards you to complete the word of God.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations but has now been made manifest to his saints.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God will make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Whom we announce admonishing every manand teaching every man in all wisdom to the end that we may present every man perfect in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Whereunto also I toil, combating according to his working, which works in me in power.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank Thee again.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次要感谢你。
That Thou dost gather us together again this evening.
晚上你再一次召聚我们在一起。
We do gather in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们实在是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we realize that Thou art here with us.
我们实在知道你与我们同在。
Lord, speak, Thy servants hear it.
主，请说，仆人们静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. The theme of this conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
大会的主题乃是神永远的旨意与得胜者。
And my responsibility is on God's eternal purpose concerning His Son.
我负责要讲的乃是神永远的旨意，关于他儿子这一方面。
During our first session, we spent some time together on this matter of purpose.
头一天的晚上，我们讲到旨意。
We find that purpose is most essential.To our lives.
我们讲到旨意与目的对于我们的人生来讲是最重要的。
Because purpose gives us the meaning of life.
因为目的就叫我们知道人生的意思意义。
Not only it is important,
不单只是重要，
but the kind of purpose we purpose is also important.
而我们所有的定义那是更加的重要。
Because the kind of purpose we purpose make us the kind of person we are.
因为我们有什么样的定义就叫我们成为一个什么样的人。
And there is no purpose more noble, more high than to purpose God's own purpose.
没有一个的旨意，一个的定义比我们能够定义在神旨意里面更高更尊贵。
Because it is the will of God that our purpose be one with God's purpose.
因为这是实在是神的旨意，叫我们的目的与神的旨意是二者为一的。
And that alone will give us the meaning of life.
单单这一点就叫我们知道人生的意义。
Even before the foundation of the world,
在创世以前，
God purposed a purpose in himself.
神在他里面就定了一个旨意。
We mentioned again and again that God is a God of purpose.
我们一再讲到神是那有旨意的神。
He never does anything by chance.
他不是随便偶然做一些的事情。
And there in him is one purpose,
在他里面只有一个的旨意，
which is a purpose that embraces all other purposes.
就是这个旨意就包括了其他所有的旨意。
That purpose governs all the other purposes.
这一个旨意也管理了其他所有的旨意。
And that purpose he purposed before the foundation of the world.
这一个旨意是他在创造世界以前所定义的。
And he purposed it according to his good pleasure.
他是根据他所喜悦的美意所定的。
And after he had made that purpose,
当他下了这个定义以后，
as a matter of fact, he has never tell anyone about that purpose.
他从来没有告诉任何人这一个旨意。
So this is called the mystery of the ages.
所以这就是历世历代以来的奥秘。
But according to the purpose that he made,
根据他所定的这个旨意，
he laid a plan.
他就有一个计划。
Which is called the counsel of his will.
就是他旨意的计划。
And after he laid down such a plan,
当他把这样的计划预备了，
then he worked according to that plan.
他就根据这一个计划来工作。
With all his power,
用他一切的能力，
towards the realization of that purpose.
要来达到这个旨意。
His purpose was made in eternity past.
他的旨意是在过去的永世里面所定的。
But when he works out his purpose, it is through times.
但是他要把这个旨意实行出来是在时间的里面。
And its fulfillment will be in eternity to come.
这个旨意的完成是在将来的永世里面。
And this purpose has now, this mystery has now been revealed.
这一个奥秘如今已经向我们显明了。
God's top secret is out.
神最高的秘密已经揭开了。
And it has been revealed to us who are his own.
向我们这些属于他的人他已经显明了。
So today,
今天
every believer should know that purpose.
每一个信主的人都应该知道这一个旨意。
Because it is God's will.For us to know it.
因为这实在是神的美意叫我们能够知道。
Now if God should keep it away from us,
如果神不要我们知道的话，
No one has the wisdom even to guess what that purpose is.
没有人能够有这个智慧能够猜透他的奥秘。
But since God has revealed it,
因为神已经向我们启示了，
We have a responsibility.
所以我们就有了责任。
God will hold us responsible to know this purpose.
神要我们负这个责任，叫我们要知道他的旨意。
If we say we do not know what his purpose is,
如果我们说我们不知道他的旨意是什么，
therefore we cannot walk accordingly.
所以我们不能够照着这个旨意而活。
There is no excuse.
这里我们没有任何的借口。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
whenever there is a revelation, there is a responsibility.
当一个启示临到你的时候，那里也有一个责任。
So when we receive this revelation,
当我们得了这个启示，
Remember that we are whole held responsible to it.
请记得我们需要对这个启示负责。
Now what is that purpose?
那这个旨意是什么？
That purpose is in the fullness of time.
这个旨意乃是说当日期满足的时候，
God will sum upAll things in His Son.
就是神要叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
Or in some version said, to head up all things in His Son.
也就是说，在叫一切都归在他儿子的里面。
That His Son may be the head over all things.
让他在凡事上居首位。
That everything will express Him.
每一样事情都在那里彰显他。
And everything will glorify his son.
万物都在那里荣耀神的儿子。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
So when it is revealed, it is very simple.
当向我们启示了，是非常的简单。
In the very heart of God.
在神的心里面，
You can only see one person.
你只能够看到有一位。
You see his own beloved son.
你就看到他的爱子。
And because he loves his son so much,
因为他爱他的儿子，
he will do everything for his son.
他为他儿子要做一切的事。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
You know we human beings,
我们这些人，
Even though we are very small,
虽然我们是非常的微小，
And somehow we find we are very important.
但是我们知道我们是非常的重要。
We are very self-important.
我们自己为重要。
And so when we, even when we come to spiritual things,
所以就算我们来到属灵的事情面前,
and we even think that in the center of God's heart are we.
哦、oh, ，我们就想到在神心里面的最中心是我们。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That make us very important.
哦、oh, ，我们就变成非常的重要。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，If you take a closer look into the heart of God,
如果你能够更清楚地看进神的心
，you find that you are not there.
你就发现你没有在神的心里。
It is true, God so loved the world.
这实在神爱世人。
But,
但是
you're not there.
你没在那里。
You see in the heart of God only God's beloved son.
你看到在神的心中只有他的儿子。
We are there.
我们在那里。
In the heart of God's beloved son.
我们是在神儿子的心中。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
during the second session,
在第二次的聚会里面
we tear together on the revelation of God's eternal purpose.
我们讲到神永远旨意的启示
and that is to behold the Son.
那是叫我们看神的儿子。
We find thatIn his relationship with God, he is the image of the invisible God.
我们知道他是对神来讲，他是那看不见神的像。
He makes the invisible God visible.
他叫那看不见的神能够如今被看见。
And it is a perfect representation and manifestation.
他是神那完美的彰显与代表。
If we see him, we see the Father.
如果我们看见他，我们就看见父。
And because he comes to declare the Father to us.
因为他向我们把父显明出来。
He is with God and he is God.
他与神同在，他就是。
He and the Father are one.
他与父原为一。
That is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
So far as a relationship with creation is concerned,
当主与我与被造来讲
，He is the firstborn of all creation.
他是一切被造之先。
That means He is the one that creation comes into being.
也就是说，是借着他才有了创造。
A creation takes its character from him.
一切被造是根据他的性情
Because all creation is created in him.
因为一切被造的都是在他里面造的
And created by him.
也是借着他造的
And created for him.
也是为了他造的
The whole creation come out of him and return to him.
一切的被造都是从他里面出来也归到他里面去。
And that includes you and me.
这包括你和我。
We come out of him and we return to him.
我们从他而来我们也要归到他里面去。
We are his forever.
我们永远是属于他的。
Now so far as the new creation is concerned,
从新造上来说,
we find that he is the head of the body.
我们知道他是身体的元首。
We who believe in the Lord Jesus are one body.
我们信耶稣的都在一个身体里面。
In one spirit, we were baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles.
哦，不论是犹太人、外邦人，在一个灵里面，我们进入一个身体。
But our head is our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的头是主耶稣。
The body comes out of the head.
哦。身体是从头出来的。
The body is under the head.
身体是在头的底下。
And the body is to grow into the head.
身体是要连上进入头上去。
He is the beginning of the new creation.
新造的开始。
And he is the firstborn from among the dead.
他是首先从死里面复生的。
That is to say,
就是说
The church today is on resurrection ground.
哦，教会今天是站在复活的地位上。
Because he is the firstborn from among the dead.
因为是从死里面首先复生的。
And all these things are for one reason.
这一切都是为了一个的原因。
All these relationships are for one reason.
这一切的关系也是为了一个的原因。
That he may have the first place in all things.
叫他在凡事上居首位。
That is, he is the first, the last, and all in between.
也就是他是首先的，他是幕后的，他也是中间的一切。
Or to put it another way,That it is God's purpose that Christ be all and in all.
换一句话说，这是神的旨意，让基督是一切，也在一切的里面。
And such revelation you find all over the Bible.
这样的启示是在整本圣经里面。
The whole Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
整本圣经是启示出耶稣基督。
You remember on the day of his resurrection.
你记得他复活的日子。
Two disciples, they left Jerusalem and they went to Emmaus.
哦，两个门徒他们离开耶路撒冷到以马忤斯。
Because they were disappointed.
因为他们失望了。
The one they whom they believe in.
他们所信的那一位。
As the prophet, as the one whom God has sent.
哦，是神所差来的先知。
Was crucified and buried.
已经被钉十字架又埋葬了。
Their hope was smashed.
他们的希望没有了。
So in their disappointment, they left Jerusalem and went to Emmaus.
他们离开了耶路撒冷，失望地走到以马忤斯去。
And suddenly, another man came and walked with them.
突然之间，有一个人与他们同行。
The Bible said our Lord appeared to them in another form.
哦，圣经告诉我们主用另外一个方式向他们显明。
That's the reason why they did not recognize him.
也就是为什么他们不认得他。
And this stranger said, now, why are you so sad?
哦，这个陌生的人问他们，你们为什么这么忧伤？
They said, well, you were in Jerusalem and you didn't know what happened.
哦，他说你从耶路撒冷来，你不知道那里发生了什么事情。
And they told him about how the prophet, the Messiah was crucified and so on.
他就告诉他们那个先知那位弥赛亚被钉十字架。
And the stranger said,
陌生人说，
how slow is your faith?
哦，你那么没有信心吗？
And he opened the Bible to them.
他就把圣经向他们打开。
From Moses through Psalms.
哦，从摩西到诗篇。
Show them everything that refer to him.
告诉他每一句关于他的事情。
And while he was explaining to them,
当他向他们解释的时候，
their hearts grew warm.
他们的心就热起来。
And you know, after they arrived at Emmaus,
当他们到了以马忤斯，
this stranger seemed to be going onward.
那个人就向前走了。
So they forced him to stay back.
所以他就想留他在那里。
And while they are having the meal,
当他们一起用膳的时候，
the stranger blessed bread and gave to them.
哦，这个陌生的人就把饼给他们。
And suddenly their eyes were open.
突然他们的眼睛亮了。
It was the Lord.
那位就是主。
And that gave them strength to go back to Jerusalem.
就给他们力量回耶路撒冷去。
And there you find the Lord appear to the disciples who gathered in that house.
你就看到主向那个房子里面的人门徒显现。
And our Lord again went through with them.
主再一次啊，跟他们在一起。
With the Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
然后就讲到摩西先知诗篇。
Everything that spoke of him.
哦，每一个讲到关于主的。
So you find the whole Old Testament is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以你发现整卷的旧约都是耶稣基督的启示。
And of course, the whole New Testament is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
哦，整本新约也是耶稣基督的启示。
God wanted us to see him.
神要我们看见他。
And to be fully filled with him.
哦，叫我们能够摸到他，感觉到他。
And this is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
That he may be all and in all.
他是一切又在一切的里面。
So this evening we would like to continue on.
今天我们愿意继续下去。
Now you notice that formally we say for Ephesians chapter 1, we just read verse 9 and verse 10.
我们上一次只是读过以弗所书第一章九十两节。
And our brother said he was happy that I didn't read verse 11.
我们的弟兄说他很高兴我没有提到十一节。
Now he has already finished his speech.
现在他讲完了。
So I'm going to get into it.
所以我要讲了。
But I will assure my brother, I will not intrude into his territory.
我说我不侵略他的那一个地盘了。
This evening we would like to look into one thing.
今天我们愿意看一件事。
Having seen the eternal purpose of God.
当我们看到这神永远的旨意。
That it is his son.
是他的儿子。
What is our place in that eternal purpose?
我们在这个永远的旨意里面是占什么角色？
We say before that we have no place in God's eternal purpose.
我们本来说我们在神永远的旨意里面是无份的。
We have no place in that purpose which he purposed in himself before the foundation of the world.
我们与他在创世以前在他里面所定的那个旨意是无份无关的。
Now probably I have to repeat something.
或者我还要重复一些。
Because probably you are puzzled.
可能你们有一点的不清楚。
So far as God's eternal purpose, which he purposed in himself before the world's foundation is concerned.
我们讲到关于神那永远的旨意，是他在创世之前在他自己里面所定的这个旨意。
That is Ephesians chapter 1.
这是以弗所第一章
verse 9 and 10
第九第十两节。
Now so far as that purpose is concerned,
我们讲到那一个旨意的时候，
we find that it is not only centered in his son, but his son is everything.
我们就看到他的儿子不单只是那一个旨意的中心，也是那个旨意里面的一切。
Because his son occupiedthe whole heart of God.
因为他的儿子充满了神整个的心。
God's heart is not divided.
神的心是没有办法分开的。
You know, our hearts are divided.
有的时候我们是三心的二意。
But God's heart is pure and single.
但是神的心是单纯而专一的。
So in his heart there is only one person.
所以在他的心里面只有一位。
Everything is focused.On that person.
每一件事都集中在那一位的身上。
Aside from that person, God has nothing.
离开了那一位，就没有其他的。
God will do nothing.
神什么也不做。
God give everything to his beloved son.
神把一切都给了他的爱子。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwell in him.
神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的在
That is to say, outside of him, God has nothing.
离开了他，神什么也没有。
Because God has put himself totally in his son.
因为神把他自己完全的放进他儿子里面。
That is the reason why we have no place in it.
这就是说我们在那里没有占任何的角色。
But,
但是
when you come to Ephesians chapter 3,
当你回到以弗所第三章的时候，
and there you find,
在那里你看到
verses 9, verses 10,
第十节。
Well, let's begin with verse 9.
第九节开始。
And to enlighten all with the knowledge of what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in GodWho has created all things, in order that now, to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies, might be made known through the church, the all various wisdom of God, according to the purpose of the ages, notice this, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
第九到第十一节，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这是照神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意，特别注意在主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
In chapter 1 verse 9，
在一章第九节那里，
He said which he purposed in himself，
说都是照他自己所预定的美意。
That is to say he purposed that in himself，
是说他预定在他的里面。
And yet in chapter 3,
但第三章,
you find that he purposed that purpose of the ages in Christ Jesus.
说是在主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意。
And in Christ Jesus,
在耶稣基督里,
there you find your place in God's eternal purpose.
在基督耶稣里, 你在那里看到
Now what I want to present before you brothers and sisters is very simple.
我愿意带到弟兄姊妹跟前的是非常的简单。
God's eternal purpose is his son.
神永远的旨意乃是他的儿子。
Whatever is in his son
在他儿子里面的
is related to God's eternal purpose.
是与神永远的旨意有关。
Anything that is not in his son,
一切与他的不在他儿子里面的
is outside of God's eternal purpose.
是在神永远旨意以外。
The reason why there is a place for us in God's eternal purpose.
为什么我们能够在神永远的旨意里面？
It is not because of ourselves.
不是因着我们自己。
It is because we are in Him.
是因为我们在他里面。
When we are in Him,
当我们在他里面，
Then you find that we are in God's eternal purpose.
你就会发现我们是在神永远的旨意里面。
If you are not in Him,
如果你不在他里面，
Then you are outsideOf God's eternal purpose.
那你就在神永远的旨意之外。
So that's the reason why.
这是为什么。
We want to see our place in God's eternal purpose.
我们要看到我们在神永远旨意里面的地位。
And here you find in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
所以在以弗所书第一章十一节那里，
It says in him.
说在他里面。
In whom we have also obtained an inheritance.
我们也在他里面得了基业。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the whole mystery of the gospel,
福音的奥秘，
can be summed up in two phrases.
可以用两句来讲出来。
In Christ and Christ in us.
那是在基督里与基督在我里。
Now these two phrases sum up the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这两句话就把耶稣基督福音的奥秘总结了出来。
Oftentimes when we think of the gospel,
很多时候当我们讲到福音的时候，
the salvation of God,
讲到神的救恩，
we often think of something as outside of Christ himself.
我们经常就讲到在基督以外的一些的事情。
Something that he has done.
哦，他为我们做的事。
And then he has given these things to us.
哦，他把这些给了我们。
But it does not have that inward relationship with himself.
而且没有与他那里面的那个关系。
And we often think of salvation as having our sins forgiven.
哦，我们就想到我们的罪得救赎。
As going to heaven.
而我们走上天堂。
Now these are all true.
这都是真实的。
But our concept is,
但我们的观念乃是，
I have sinned.
我是罪人。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
But now Christ has completed the work of redemption.
如今基督已经完成了救赎的工作。
So I come to our Lord Jesus.
所以我就来到主耶稣基督的面前。
I confess my sin.
我认我的罪。
And I ask him to forgive my sin.
我求他赦免我的罪。
So he handed to me a package called forgiveness of sin.
所以他就给了我一份的东西，说罪得赦免。
So when I get that package, then my sins are forgiven.
哦，所以我得到了这一份东西，我的罪就得到赦免。
Or he may give us another package called eternal life.
所以他又给我们另外一份的礼物，这是永生。
And so I just take that package.
所以我又拿了这一份的东西。
And I'm assured that when I die, I can go to heaven.
所以我死的时候，我就有把握到天堂去。
Because it is an insurance policy.
因为这是一个一份的保险。
It will not be operative until I die.
这是人寿保险，到我死了以后才有用。
So you find our concept is he gave us something.
我们的观念呢是他给了我们一些东西。
And it has nothing really to do with his own self.
与他自己没有关系。
But according to the word of God,
但根据神的话，
the mystery of the gospel,
福音的奥秘，
is not external.
不是外面的。
Because when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
God puts us in Christ.
神把我们放进基督里。
And in Christ, we experience forgiveness of sin and the assurance of heaven.
神在基督里叫我们得到罪得赦免跟能够上天堂的保障。
We must see that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, something inward happens.
我们一定要看见，当我们相信主的时候，在我们里面有一些事情发生。
Our relationship with Christ is not an external one.
我们与基督的关系不是外面的。
Because we are in him and he is in us.
因为我们在他里面，他也在我们里面。
Now this is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
Because before our Lord Jesus died,
我们主耶稣基督被上十字架以前，
and when he was with his disciples during that last evening,
他与他的门徒在最后的一个晚上，
he told them that Philip,
他告诉腓力说，
Do you still want to see the Father?
你还要看父吗？
Do you not know me?
你不认识我吗？
If you know me, you know my father.
如果你认识我，你就认识父。
Because I'm in the father and the father is in me.
因为我在父里面，父在我里面。
But of course Philip couldn't understand.
但腓力当时不明白。
Because this is something that I've never seen in this world.
因为在这个世界上他是没有看过这样的事情。
How can one person be in another person?
怎么可能一个人在另外一个人的里面？
Can be alongside but cannot be inside.
可能在他的旁边但不能够在他里面。
It's a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
But our Lord Jesus said, on that day,
我们的主耶稣说在那一天，
that is the day of his resurrection,
就是他复活的那天，
then you shall know,
你要知道，
the Father, I'm in the Father,
我在父里面，
the Father is in me,
父在我里面，
I'm in you,
我在你里面，
and you are in me,
你们在我里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is how the mystery of the gospel is revealed.
这就是福音的奥秘如此的向我们启示。
So the gospel is, can be summed up in Christ and Christ in us.
所以福音可以总括来讲，在基督里跟基督在我们里面。
Now of course, how are we in Christ?
那我们怎么样能够在基督里？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30,
在哥林多前书第一章
verse 30
节
it says by God ye are in Christ Jesus.
说你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
It is God who puts us there.
是神把我们放在基督里。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
actually according to the Gospel of John,
根据约翰福音，
the belief The word believe there means believe into.
Oh, 那个相信乃是信到信进去。
We believe into Christ.
我们乃是信进到基督里面去。
When you believe, God puts you in Christ.
哦，当我们相信神，就把我们放在基督里。
And when He puts you in Christ,
当他把你放进基督里的时候
，Then do you know what happened?
那你知道什么事情发生
？All the fullness of the Godhead.Dwells in him.
神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的在他里面。
And you are complete in him.
那你在他里面也得着丰盛。
Everything that is in Christ is now made available to you.
一切属于基督的现在都是我们的。
And that is the reason why you find in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3 onward.
所以在以弗所书第一章从第三节开始
Thanks be unto God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus
颂赞我们主耶稣基督的父他在基督里曾赐下天上各样属灵的福气
Here you find every spiritual blessing
这里说各样属灵的福气
That you can think of
你可以想象的
That you need
你所需要的
All the blessings of God,
神一切的祝福
in the heavenlies,
在属天的
in Christ Jesus,
在基督里
God has already blessed you with.
神已经把这些都给了你
So sometimes we try to explain it by how the children of Israel got into the promised land.
很多时候我们就用以色列人怎么样进应许地来说明这件事
How God promised this land flowing with milk and honey to the children of Israel
神如何的把那牛奶与蜜之地给了以色列人这个应许
God gave the land to them
神把那块地给了他们
It is a land flowing with milk and honey
那是一个牛奶与蜜之地
A land of plenty
哦，在那里是丰富之地
Brothers and sistersYou are in Christ.
你们在基督里
And in Christ, every spiritual blessing now belongs to you.
在基督里，一切属灵的福气都属于你们的。
By faith, you enter in.
借着信，我们能够进入。
And of course, Paul in Ephesians tells us a few things.
在以弗所书里面，保罗告诉我们几件事。
For instance.
比如说
，According as he has chosen us.In Him before the world's foundation.
就是在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Now God has chosen you before the world's foundation of the world.
神在创立世界以前就拣选了你们。
But how did He choose you?
他怎么样来拣选我们呢
？He has chosen us in Him.
他在基督里拣选我们。
And that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵因着他的爱。
In other words, God has chosen us not just that we may go to heaven.
神拣选我们不单只叫我们可以上天堂。
God has chosen us that we may be holy and blameless before Him in love.
拣选我们因着他的爱，叫我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Having marked us out beforehand for sonship through Jesus Christ to Himself.
说预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Taking us into favor in the beloved.
就我们在这爱子里面，就是在这恩典在爱子里面赐给我们的。
In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our offenses.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
And to know the mystery of His will.
叫我们能够知道他旨意的奥秘。
And all these are in